We've eaten well, and I suppose many of us want to sleep, so if I fall asleep, let me know when the time's up. About 2 years ago, I saw an ad in the front page of a local paper, and it caught my attention. At first, I was just amused by a couple of lines in the ad, but shortly thereafter, I felt slightly annoyed. I want you to be aware of your initial reaction as I read these lines, if that's possible after lunch. Get a great paying career fast. Followed by the line, make this your most successful year ever. Now, more and more people must be buying into this type of education, and business must be doing well. Now, an ad this size has grown to a full back page in the same local paper. Teaching an individual the knowledge and skills to get a high-paying job quickly is practical, and it is healthy for an individual to be able to do an honest day's work. Bill and Louis presented different ways to gain entry into programs that prepare you for the so-called real world. Paul, who is going to be speaking right after me, will present some helpful hints for anyone that wants to be more productive in the workplace. I'm sure the staff at the school that runs these ads teaches very useful material and in an efficient manner with the intent of improving the lives of each student. However, what is taught is not always what is learnt. How the material is presented, how the program is promoted, and the methods used to motivate the student can greatly affect the learning outcomes. What I find disturbing is the fact that many students see this as a complete and ultimate education. This perception of education is disconcerting for several reasons. And here we could follow many interesting rabbit trails for several hours. One could talk about the element of exclusion. Many individuals, especially handicapped, are not capable of obtaining the specific knowledge and skills required. Also, many strengths, unique and ordinary, are ignored, considered worthless, and not developed. Mark's presentation and handout should help the individual person to assess a wide variety of strengths to be taken into consideration before choosing a path of education. To continue with the trails, one could ponder the dangers of a minimal attitude, doing only what is necessary to get and keep a well-paying job. Or one could spend some time talking about the hazards for a society where individuals are self-centered, have a self-sufficient attitude, and are motivated by desires of comfort and pleasure. We could also talk about the results of a competitive, materialistic attitude, which drives individuals to want more and bigger material possessions sooner than their neighbor. Most of the trails end up in the same place. The temptation of indifference to truth and ultimately God. Several months ago, I read an article that affirmed what I wanted to say in this presentation. It was written by Lauren Collins, titled Defending Truth, Beauty, and Justice. He started the article by using some quotes from a British author, Hilaire Belloc. In 1938, Belloc described what he called the modern attack on family, church, and society. He saw the main characteristics of the attack as being materialism and atheism, or indifference to truth. Belloc pointed out that there is a certain indissoluble trinity of truth, beauty, goodness, or justice. With the denial of truth, would come not only contempt of beauty, but a hatred of it. And immediately upon the heels of this, there would appear contempt and hatred of virtue. Now you decide how accurate he was. It might be worth noting that a thorough study of math and science can provide a great support for truth. An appreciation of good literature, art, drama, and music will promote beauty. And a comprehensive study of history should help us to practice more goodness and justice. Joe's presentation and the one that Ken will be helpful in this area. In the same article, Collins shared an address given recently by the Archbishop of Denver to a group of law students. The Archbishop sketched the attributes of a society quite familiar to us. A society advanced in the science and the arts. A society with a complex economy and a strong military. It has a birth rate below replacement level. Promiscuity and prostitution are common and accepted. Birth control and abortion are legal, widely practiced, and justified by society's leading intellectuals. Now and then, a lawmaker introduces measures to promote marriage, arguing that the health and future of society depend on stable families. These measures usually go nowhere. Sound familiar? The Archbishop then surprised the students by stating that he was not describing the current culture of the Western world, but the Mediterranean world at the time of Christ. Now think about that for a moment. If one claims to be a Christian, a real challenge faces that person. To give us some hope, let us put a little perspective on the situation. Within 400 years after the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, the whole known world was converted to Christianity. A culture of death was revived. It wasn't easy. The early Christians were constantly on the defensive. Maybe you as homeschoolers feel a bit like that. It is important to note that their goal or desire was not so much to change the culture, but rather to follow and to live the teachings of Christ. For true Christians, the gift of faith is a major strength and also an excellent way to defend truth, beauty, goodness, or justice. And accepting the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is an education we may not want to overlook. The gifts being wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fortitude, and fear of the Lord. The presentation by Randy and the Barters were encouraging us to move in that direction. Several concluding remarks which you may wish to ponder on. First of all, I said all of this to say, getting a job quickly that pays well can be very helpful if we use the security it provides to start or continue a wholesome education. A word of caution. The more gifted the human being is, the greater the temptation to lose sight of who he or she is and his or her purpose in life. Each individual is a gift from God, is a child of God, is dependent on God, and destined to be with God for all eternity. The individual's purpose is to know, love, and serve God by knowing, loving, and serving the people he or she encounters. Yes, we do need to be patient and pray to remain faithful. It might be helpful to see education is more a byproduct of a wholesome and holy family or community life than a set of curriculum or a fast-track program. Finally, some people like to think of education as planting seeds. If you read the Bible, you may want to read the parable about the sower and do some meditating. I would like to end by quoting one verse from the parable. Luke 18, verse 15. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience. Thank you. 1 minute over.